بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة وإن الله عنده أجر عظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تسبوا الدهر فإن الدهر هو الله أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم Respected brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, the children is a very precious gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at the same time, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, that verily your wealth and your children are trial and test for you. And with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a great reward. What does it mean? Every ni'mah, every blessing comes with the responsibility. As we enjoy the benefit and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the same time, we have to appreciate it and we have to deal in the right way. Today's time, my brothers and sisters, our kids, our children, our offsprings became a great challenge for us. Today's time's children is called Gen Z. These terms we are familiar to. So today's generation is famous as the Gen Z, Generation Z. How did it start to name the generations? We go back into the history. In 1883, for the first time, the children were born from 1883 till 1900 were named Lost Generation. Their name was Lost Generation. This name, first of all, was given by well-known English literature Ernest Hemingway from England. Then the children born from 1901 till 1927 were named the Greatest Generation because they suffer from the consequences of World War I. This name was given by one American TV news anchor. Then the children born from 1928 till 1946, they were called the Silent Generation because this generation had seen the atrocities and oppressions of World War I and World War II and suffered a lot silently without opposing it. They had no strength, no power to oppose. They were just, you know, silent, keeping quiet and just, you know, tolerating. That's why this generation was called Silent Generation. And this name was given by the world famous Time magazine. Then the children from 1946, born from 1946 till 1964, they were named as a baby boomer. And this name was given by the media and intellectuals. Then from 1965 till 1980, the children were born, they were called Generation X, Gen X. And then this was given name by Canadian novelist Douglas Copeland. Then from 1981 till 1996, the children were born, they were named Generation Y. Just because after X, Y comes, you know, in alphabet after X, the Y. And after Y is Z. So the children were born from 1997 till 2012. From 1997 till 2012, they were called and named Gen Z, generation Z. And from 2013 till 2025, the children were born, they are given the name generation Alpha. Generation Alpha, because of the new advanced technology and fast internet and Wi-Fi era. Now, today's generation, our children are in the category of this Gen Z, which were born from, say, from 2013 till 25. So, how to deal with these people, with this new generation? We are so confused, we are so scared. We don't know what to do and how to, you know, discipline them. So there is a very famous, well-known doctor and motivational speaker, Dr. Javed Iqbal. After studying all these scenarios and problems facing the society from the children, he has drew the 10 points. If you follow these 10 points, inshallah, we will be able to somehow deal and control our children. What is the 10 points? Number one, leave the fear about conventional studies or job fields. Today's children are too smart to do their own business. Number two, make relationship with them. Number three, first listen to the kids, then react or explain them if they make mistake. Number four, give them respect. Number five, first do yourself and then expect from the kids. Don't just command them to do this or do that and you're not doing. So this will have no effect. Number six, we should develop a cultural civic environment at home. Number seven, don't fight with the cell phones. Find some alternatives. Number eight, give responsibilities to the kids. Number nine, don't preach and advise, give the lecture all the time. You are not right, you're doing wrong, you're doing this and that. Don't lecture them all the time. Our words have no effect, no value. Number 10, prepare for the kids, for our children, for the long run. They have to live the long life in this new era, in this Wi-Fi, internet era. So inshallah, very briefly, we don't have much of time, I will elaborate these points. And first of all, our Islam is a perfect religion till the Yawmul Qiyamah and is selected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all the advices given into the Holy Quran with regard to the children, our responsibilities, and with regard to the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's been mentioned in the Holy Quran and ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So first of all, we have to study and we have to learn in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the practical example of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how to treat our children, how to upbring our children. Today it is necessary to understand the mentality of Gen Z. Gen Z, keep in mind, generation Z. So in every house, there is Gen Z. Parents are worried how to deal with them because they are not studying, they're spending more time on the internet, watching the filthy, you know, games and videos and all. So we are worried as a parents, what will happen to my daughter? What will happen to my son? He's not studying. How is he going to get degree? How is he going to pass his exam? And how is he going to do the work and job? And how is he going to live his life? So this is our concern because they are not studying and they are wasting their time and they are not getting developed, you know, any diploma or degree. How are they going to earn livelihood? That is our problem. So it is said that this is a great challenge for us, that we are worried about the kids. First of all, we should know these kids are not bad. They are only different kids. As I said, generation after generation, you know, the scenario is changing, the time is changing, the environment is changing. So it affects to our children too. Our children also, in new generation, they are changing. So don't regard them bad kids because they are not listening, they are not obeying, so they are bad. Don't label them as a bad kids. They are only different kids. We have to understand their mentality because the time we were born was totally different from today's time. In our time, there was no cell phone, no internet, no video games, no Wi-Fi, no WhatsApp, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, etc. We never had all these things. So today's Gen Z are born in the age of internet and advanced technology. So we have to deal with them in a different way, not the way our parents discipline us. Today, we need to make more effort upon ourselves than on the kids. We have to change our behavior. We have to change our mentality instead of changing our kids. These kids are our products. They are our children. So if the product is defective, procedure of the making, the way it, we should not condemn the product, but we should rethink and change our procedure of making this product. Because there is a problem in the process, not in the product. So problem is with us. We are not understanding or we are not treating them the way they are supposed to be treated. We have to change ourselves instead of changing our kids. Our challenges were different from our kids. They were facing the great challenge and pressure of the internet and social media, which we never faced in our childhood. They have seen us using, when they were born, they saw us using cell phones and internet since they are born. So we don't spend quality time with them. This is the problem with us. We don't spend quality time with our kids. Parents give them devices like cell phones, iPads, games, and TV screen in the infancy. The kid is just born, 5-6 months old, and he has the cell phone, she has the cell phone. Mom is busy in the kitchen, and the small little child, 5-6 months, is playing with the game or watching the screen, you know. And from that age, imagine the effect of the screen, the effect of the, you know, that beams on his eyes, on his brain. So this is our fault, that instead of taking, our parents did not give us cell phones or internet or iPad or any game, you know. Physically, they were involved in upbringing us, disciplining us. So they did their job. Now it's our job. We are dealing with our new children, new generation, Gen Z. So we have to understand how to, you know, develop or how to, you know, upbring them in the right way. So number one point, my brothers and sisters, we have to understand, stop fearing about your kids about their future. We never heard about the data managing, search engine optimization, digital marketing, drop shipping, etc. These words or terminology we never heard about in our childhood. But today's kids, they are master. So we are worried if they don't go to school, if they don't study, they're going to be failed, they not get diploma or degree in the universities. But today, diploma and degrees have no value. Masters, they are the people who have master degrees, they are out of job, jobless. Today is regarded just experience, just the manners. So those kids or youngsters who are master in internet and today's technology, they are earning millions of dollars without diploma, without degree. So we don't worry about them, how they're going to earn. They know their future, they know how to deal with the financial problem in the future. Number two, keep good relationship with them. This is very, very important. Don't just think, oh, we are the parents, so they must always respect us, they must always obey me or us. That mentality which our parents had with us, hey, you cannot shout in front of the parents, or you cannot stand in front of the parents. You obey, whether you like, you don't like. That time is gone. So we have to change ourselves. So keep a good relationship with your children. Don't be in the mood of arguing and quarreling with the kids. They should not think and be scared that just now, again, my dad and my mom will start condemning, blaming, giving me lecture again. So if you have successfully developed a good relationship with your kids, then they will listen to you willingly and wholeheartedly. You can't make them follow you by force. Their time is gone. Now you can only make them follow you by love. Just like you make good relationship with your neighbors, your co-workers, likewise in today's time we have to make friendly relationship with our own children. Number three, first listen to them. If they make any mistake, don't start condemning, shouting, blaming. This is our nature, and this is how we are brought. Our parents used to just, you know, quarrel us and scold us and shout us and blame us for small little mistakes. They used to raise the voice, right? They used to be angry. So this is not going to work in today's time. This is not going to work in today's time. So first, listen to them. Even they made a mistake, big mistake or small silly mistakes, give them time, give them scope to make you understand to their side of story, why they did it, whatever they have done, what they were thinking, and why this reaction came in. So first, listen to them, and then explain them whether they did wrong or where they were wrong. So before giving them chance to make you understand from their side of story, if you just try to correct them or insult them, it is not going to work in today's time. If you don't allow them to tell their side of story, they will not follow you. They might keep quiet out of respect, but they will try to look for an argument to prove you wrong. Today's children are very smart. So, number four, respect them. Everyone likes self-respect. That is by nature. Don't respect them because, oh, they are my kids, I can hit them, I can beat them, I can tell whatever I like. This is not right attitude. Our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam never ever scold or argue or disrespect or insulted any minor. You go to the history and seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatest example, Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala an, his mom brought him to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he was just 10 years old and told him, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is my child and I'm giving you in your service. You keep him as your servant full time. So Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to stay in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as his family, and used to do the household work, used to help Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to tell him, go to bazaar, buy this, go there, bring this, likewise. So Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrated that I spent serving Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for 10 years. Not one day, one month, one year. 10 years continuously I was in the service of my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it's a long period, my brothers and sisters. 10 years, solid 10 years. It's a long period. He said, within this 10 years of long period, I never, remember ever my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, shouted me, raised his voice, or insulted me, humiliated me, or punished me for anything I haven't done, or anything I never follow his instruction the way he wanted to do it, I did wrong way, or I made a mistake. Because child is going to make mistake, and 10 years is a long period. But look at the toleration and kindness and love of our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They say within these 10 years, it never happened any incident that I have done wrong. Rasulullah SAW shouted me and corrected me, saying, why you did like this? Why you never done like this? Never ever. So this is the great example, my brothers and sisters, for us to follow. We are the parents. Doesn't mean we have the boss. We have authority over our children. They need respect. They need awareness also. So don't disrespect your kids. So you should make a good relation with them. Respect them, talk to them nicely, don't insult or humiliate them. Like our parents just used to hit us, punish us, insult at us. That's how we approach. If you do anything wrong, the father used to hit us with the belt and with the stick. Today we can't. Corporal punishment is not allowed. Right? So, if you respect them, even they are small kids, they understand respect, they understand the insult, they see the difference between insult and the respect, then they will respect you. It's give and take. If you respect them, they will respect you. We have to win respect. We cannot make them respect you by force. It only can be win by love. Number five, you should do the same work you want them to do. This is very important point, my brothers and sisters, to understand. You have to set up a practical example. If you tell them to read the holy book or Quran Sharif or any seerah book, but you are not reading, so how are they going to read? Tell them to go to the masjid and pray salat, and you are not going to the masjid and praying salat with the congregation. You tell them to use the cell. You tell them don't use the cell phone or internet all the time, but they see you glued with your own cell phone. You know, on Facebook and YouTube, you are hours and hours. You are glued with your cell phone. You telling your son and daughter not to do it. They're not gonna listen to you because they're seeing you. You know whatever you are doing. So then it will have the negative effect on them. Number six. Develop the cultural environment in the house. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala said, no matter how my Rasulullah SAW used to be worried and concerned outside of the house, as soon as he used to get inside the house, enter in the house, he used to always smile, used to always greet household, and then inside the house, he never used to act like the Prophet of Allah. Inside the house, he used to act like a husband, like a father. Totally attitude used to change. He used to crack the jokes with the wives. He used to help the wife with the household, cleaning the house and all these things. My beloved Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to do this in the house. Who we are? We think, oh, I'm the boss. I don't work at home. I don't have to vacuum. I don't have to laundry. No. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He used to do it. So who we are? So make an environment in the house, the environment, the easy environment. Crack joke with them, you know, laugh at with them. So this will help to build up the relationship between, when you know, some the brothers are so, you know, aggressive. When they enter in the house, everybody is scared. The wife is scared, the children is scared. Just now he's going to shout, just now he's going to do this thing, like, you know, Hitler enter in the house. Don't be like that. Or Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to so easy going inside the house. Number six, develop the cultural environment at the house, meaning eat together, read books of hadith together, have a ta'lim at home together, discuss family matters together, financial tasks. You have to share with your kids today. Take their opinion, make mashura with them, play and watch TV together, the nice, you know, historical things or things like that. It should be a friendly environment in the house with the jokes and laughter. Work and help each other in the house. Number seven, don't fight with cell phone or iPad. Don't blame the iPad and cell phone. Give them some alternative, some physical activities to spend time collectively and play the game together. Provide some entertainments with them. If you don't provide them alternative and shout them, don't touch the cell phone, don't touch the TV, they're not going to listen. They have to spend time somehow. So give them some alternative which is interesting alternative. Number eight, make them responsible. Today, everything we are doing and thinking, oh, my child will damage it, or my child is not understanding this thing. No, they are smarter than us in some matters. So give them responsibility. Make them responsible, tell them to go shopping, buy grocery, or pay the bills online. Involve them in fixing the problems. his water is running or something happened, tell your son or daughter to fix it. They will fix better than you. So involve them in household things. Don't just do by yourself everything and think, oh, if I give it to him, he's going to mess it. He's going to damage it. No, they will do maybe better way, the way you are doing. So keep them busy in the household activities as well. Number 9, don't just correct them all the time. Oh, you did wrong. You said like this. You don't do that. This. They are human beings. And no one is perfect in this world. We have to understand. We are making so many mistakes. There is no above us who can shout us. So we are taking advantage of that. So we should not shout our kids all the time. If they make mistake, it is by nature. Explain them nicely and correct them a problem. It shouldn't be a big deal in the house. It shouldn't be the matter of fighting and quarreling. So no one is perfect in this. So number 10, train them for a long journey. Don't expect a result overnight. Be patient. And this is the marathon race. The whole life journey, you know, lifelong journey. So don't complain, but hug and accept them as they are. And win them over with unconditional love. Love is the tool which will make a person successful. Always, number one, very important, the last point, my brothers and sisters, always make dua for your children. After every salat, make dua for the children. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made dua, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. If you don't know long dua, just make in your own words. In English, in Spanish, Allah is the creator of all the languages. Make dua after every salah for your children, for their benefit, for their future, for their risk, for their guidance. Because it is authentic hadith, the dua of the parents are not rejected with regard to their children. Whenever parents raise the hand for the dua for the children, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala definitely will accept their dua. So this is the great weapon in our hands. Utilize it in correct way. May Allah give us tawfiq to practice in all these points and make our children coolness of our eyes instead of the problem and anxiety.
Allahu Akbar, 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 Allahu Ak